Rub the laws of a Sefer Torah. What happens if you find a mistake in a Sefer Torah? So we take out another Sefer Torah and we start reading from the place where the mistake was found. And we continue as though the previous aliyos were kosher. Now, what happens if you're in the middle of reading an aliyah and a mistake is found? So you read 5 psukim, and now there's a mistake in the Sefer Torah. The mistake could be a missing word. The mistake could be a letter that's smudged and loses its shape. So then we take out the other Sefer Torah. We don't talk. The guy who gets the aliyah doesn't talk. The Baal Kori doesn't talk. And we finish reading that aliyah in the kosher Sefer. And the guy makes a blessing afterwards. He doesn't make a new blessing beforehand. Now, what happens if he made a blessing? Baruch Hu Hashem Amvorach, Baruch Hashem Amvorach, fine. He's about to start reading the Baal Kori, and he sees a mistake in the first word. So now you made a blessing, we didn't even start reading. So Rav Chaim David HaLevi says, still, we take out the other Sefer, and we read there based on your first blessing. Because we say, when you made a blessing, you had in mind it would be this Torah, or, if necessary, a different Torah. Just like if you made a blessing on a cup of juice, and you had the bottle in front of you. So you knew you might drink this cup, or more from the bottle. Now, what happens if the happens the other way? You're in the last word of the Aliyah, the last word of the Parsha. You read the whole Parsha, you reached the last word. And suddenly you say, mistake. Believe it or not, I had this. It was... Yeah. So, then you don't make an after blessing on the Apostle Sefer Torah. You take out another Sefer Torah. You read 3 more verses, because you have to have some reading for the final blessing to go on. And then you make a blessing afterwards. This is how the Shulchan Aruch holds. And according to this, even if you found a mistake in Shvi, and you already read 3 psukim, you take out another Sefer Torah, and again, you got to have 3 psukim in the new Sefer Torah. You can't go with the last pasuk or the last 2 psukim, and you don't read anything by heart. Now, if you don't have another Sefer Torah, so then what you do is you finish the reading without making blessings, because this is all you got. This is the opinion of the Sfaradim, the Shulchan Aruch. But the Ramah holds differently. The Ramah says, if you read 3 verses, and then you found a mistake, so you stop right there, because you already read 3 verses. And technically, once you read 3 verses, that could count as the Aliyah. And you make a blessing after the reading.
On that
Pasul Sefer. That's how the Ramah holds, and... I've seen this more than once. This is how us Ashkenazim actually do it. I don't know, you guys, I guess, didn't have this experience. You're a new generation. You have these all newfangled Sifrei Torah. But when I was a kid, we didn't have computer checks. And it happened every year, every other year, that our Sifrei Torah were pasul. Even in the good new shul, the Sifrei Torah were, you commonly found mistakes. Human error. We're all human. So then this was pretty common, and we also discussed last night that sometimes a Sefer Torah can get disqualified because someone sneezes on it, and a little bit of saliva can smudge letters. We discussed, huh?
Or they're too heavy-handed.
Or they're too heavy-handed, right, with the yad. That could also erase letters. So this happens. And then once you have 3 psukim, according to the Ramah, as Ashkenazim, we read those 3 psukim. We've read those 3 psukim or more. So we'll pause wherever we're up to. We make an after blessing. And we then go on to the other Sefer Torah. And this is how Ashkenazim hold. Now, there are different customs in different places. And every place has to stick to their custom. Now, what happens if you don't have a custom? You're a new town. Beit Shemesh. Okay? There hasn't been a settlement there in centuries. So... Then he says that he thinks, and this, everyone should go like the Shulchan Aruch, not to make a blessing on the Pasul Sefer Torah, take out the new one, keep reading there, and then make a blessing. Now what happens if you found the mistake and you stopped in the middle of a Pasuk? So then he says, okay, start from the beginning of that pasuk. You don't start in the new Torah from the middle of the pasuk. And this is how the Sfardim are knowing. What happens if you found a mistake in reading maftir? So then some say, being that maftir is not really one of the seven critical aliyos, it's just an added aliyah out of respect to the Torah. So then, because you're going to call someone up to give him to read from the Navi, so we say, okay, don't let him just read from the Navi, we'll give him another aliyah, we'll add an aliyah to the Torah, let him have an aliyah from the Torah, and read from the Navi. It's not nice, a guy should come up there, and he only reads from the Navi, not from the Torah. So that's why some hold that you don't take out another Torah for that, but our custom today is that we do, even for maftir. Even if you finish the whole Torah, and then you catch, it's a mistake. So for the next aliyah from maftir, you take out a new Sefer Torah.
The logic behind not just continuing straight
from
the pasuk.
What?
Restarting.
Again?
Why not just continue with the pasuk right where you left off
instead of
restarting?
Well, we usually don't do that. It says you shouldn't do that. Shouldn't cause people to err and think that you'll read in the Torah half a pasuk. We don't do that. You also don't pause mid-pasuk in general. It says, "Kol pasuk lo paske Moshe Rabbeinu anan lo paskinan." Any pause that Moshe didn't put in the Torah, we don't invent new pauses in the Torah. Over here, we're forced to pause. The Sefer Torah was disqualified, but we only read psukim as whole entities. You're not even supposed to write or quote a half a pasuk. Quote the full thing. You don't want people to make mistakes and think, oh, the last aliyah ended in the middle of a pasuk. We don't do that. It happens to be a machlokas in the Gemara, but that's how we go.
They do sometimes go extra aliyah for certain
reasons. Adding an aliyah isn't the problem.
Okay.
We discussed that weeks ago, okay. That adding an aliyah on Shabbos is fine.
When they make a mistake, it seems like it's that everybody sees a mistake. You don't say anything, you bring a new Sefer Torah. But my very limited experience, there's usually a whole conference.
Right. So that's the next topic, which I'm not sure if you guys want to spend time on. The next topic is understanding which mistakes will disqualify a Torah. You guys want to do that? I don't know. There's a whole lot more to learn.